from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get it, New York City. If this is your first time hearing my voice, welcome in. If you've heard me before, man, it's another 5-hour KM to AM on the Fan. A Thursday night party. It's almost Friday. We're going to talk sports. Spoiler alert. NFL is back. We're going to talk about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. I just watched Hard Knocks finally today. We're going to talk about Joe Shane and Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll and the G-Man. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Mets and the Yankees. But I'm watching SNY right now, and the Mets have another game to play, an important game to play against the Atlanta Braves. We'll do a little bit of a ride-along. I'll keep you updated on what's going on in Flushing. But today's definitely going to be a day for the Yankee fans to come through and provide solutions and answers and try to figure out how to fix these New York Yankees. Not now, but right now. Enough is enough. Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? I know the Mets fans are feeling fantastic, but Yankee Universe, how are you guys? I got people texting me, checking on me. Are you good? I'm all right. I'm great. I'm straight. I went to sleep. I woke up. I'm blessed. The Yankees are off, and I'm glad they have this off day before they face the Boston Red Sox up there in Fenway, a team right on their heels that they need to get right against. No more. No more. No more losing. No more striking out. No more excuses. No more postgame saying it's right in front of us. Get it done. Here comes the trade deadline. So tonight, Yankee fans, I know I pushed you off last night. Tonight, Yankee fans, call up 888-808-1019 with your solutions. I don't care how wild the idea is. I don't care who you want to trade for. I don't care who you want to fire. I want to hear from you. Because last night, after I left Yankee Stadium, which I said on air, that was the most uncomfortable I've ever been in Yankee Stadium. And I've been to postseason defeats. I watched the Houston Astros sweep us. I can't even speak. I can't say. Like, I watched the Astros sweep us and dance and celebrate and win the pennant on that field. Like, but I got out of Dodge then. I stayed until that eighth inning last night, where the Mets just opened a can of whoop-ass and just really put a stamp on things. Yes, they are the Kings of New York right now. Deal with it. Yes, they are the best baseball team in this city. Deal with it. Stop coping and hoping. It is what it is. Those games were not close. And you thought maybe with Luis Gil on the mound, you thought because the Mets plane got stuck in Miami and they were low on sleep that you could get that first game, sneaking a stupid lineup underneath the door. Let's see. Jamai Jones, JD, embarrassing. Embarrassing. That was the only close game. That was the only close game. Imagine if you put your best foot forward, your best lineup forward. Imagine if guys were available like Giancarlo Stanton, Jason Dominguez. We'll talk about both of them returning tonight. Nick Birdie, haven't heard his name in a while. He's on the way back. Cody Poteet, Ian Hamilton, Scott Efros. What we're not going to do, Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees, is say, well, getting these guys back is like making a trade. Getting these guys back is like acquiring a player. No, it's not. There's a big difference. There's a big difference in going out and getting new energy, new blood to shake up this clubhouse, putting guys in pinstripes that want to win, not now, but right now. 888-808-1019. I need the Yankee fan to call me up and tell me how you feel. I know how you feel, but now you had a night to sleep on it. And I've listened to this station in and out today, and I understand the celebration that's going on. And I'm not going to rain on any Mets fans' parade, but I'm going to say this to my fellow Yankee fans. It ain't over till it's over. We might have to pull some more Yogi-isms. Like, it's getting late early, but it ain't over until it's over. When you look at the standings, where you look at where the New York Yankees are, I mean, when you look at the Baltimore Orioles, how bad they've been, you got to still have some hope. I don't understand the quitting on the team because of past years. I don't understand the thought process to be out on the season. This is still a season. And I mean, for the Met fan, you have a season. I heard Evan Roberts to say the evaluation is done. And I was saying something to the likeness of that the last couple days. Like, there is no wait and see anymore. There is no evaluation year anymore. There is no, for the Mets, you can see this. This is real. This is tangible. That was on ESPN last night. That was on a national broadcast. I didn't watch the broadcast, but I could only imagine what type of things they were saying, what people across the country thought, watching Gerrit Cole get bullied again, watching Gleyber hit a home run, 40 minutes later, Juan Soto hit a home run, and then the Yankees loading the bases, striking out, grounding out, Cole getting rocked, anyone from Tyrone Taylor to Francisco Lindor. These Mets are real. And here we are, 5 days away from the deadline. I expect them to add, and I expect David Stearns to flex his baseball muscles. 888-808-1019. This is a great first half into the second half for a first-year president of baseball operations in David Stearns and a first-year manager in Carlos Mendoza. And you got to love baseball, even though it hurts, even though it's painful, even though it makes you depressed. It is an absolute roller coaster. And here in New York, we have experienced all of it. And for the Mets fans that punted on the team, it's okay to come right back. For the Mets fans that said, this team's terrible, same old Mets, whatever, it's okay to come back. You're a fan. You just might be in and out. You might be less into them. Now everybody's into them. This might be one of the best teams you've seen, and they have chemistry. They have leadership. I can't say enough about Francisco Lindor. As much as we trashed him on this radio station, as much as Mets fans were down on him, as much as people were sending messages to his wife, he overcame all of that. This is the highest paid player. This guy's like, listen, I'm Francisco Lindor. I'm going to lead the way. Now he's leading his way into an MVP conversation. MVP of the National League, if they win enough, it can continue. They have young talent. Guys like Francisco Alvarez, who I thought was ready last year, whatever. This year, he's an alpha on that team at 22. Mark Vientos, who we also trashed. He can't hit. What position is he going to play? He's a bum. Nah, stop calling guys bums and trash. Getting an opportunity to play every day. He's a hitter. He's like that. And guys like Brandon Nimmo getting the night off. Okay. No problem. Jose Iglesias, go. Do your thing. His thing is bigger than Oh My God. It's bigger than a song. It's bigger than Grimace. It's bigger than Glizzy Izzy. It's bigger than the Rally Pimp. It's bigger than the black jerseys coming back, a bigger scoreboard, a statue outside. Now, you're looking at a lineup every day of guys that can hit. Now, you're looking at a rotation that has been more than serviceable, and now you're looking at a bullpen that you can count on. Diekman can go in the game and strike out Judge to end it, 888-808-1019, and they can add to that. And they've already made moves. And as I'm watching, as a fan of the other team, as I'm watching as a host on The Fan, I'm saying these guys are not passengers. And I think in past years, the Mets have been in car crash after car crash, and the front office has just sat by like, oh, well, it is what it is. David Stearns, he's like, no. If you don't perform, you're out. Mendoza and him are in lockstep. They said they have a standard here. And ever since Jorge Lopez floated his glove into the stands, they had a team meeting. Here comes Jose Iglesias, Francisco Alvarez, Grimace, Candelita, Oh My God, a concert, and all of these cool things, right? Growing up, I didn't think it was cool to be a Mets fan. I'm a grown man now. Growing up, I didn't think watching the Mets was something I would ever do. I do this all the time. I'm doing it right now. I'm a grown man now. And I'm happy for my friends that are Mets fans. I'm happy for people that dislike me that are Mets fans. Because you don't want to live in misery. Nobody gets into this to suffer, to struggle. You want to roll with the winners. And obviously, some of you were born into Mets fandom. What do I always say? Stay down till you come up. Stay down till you come up. Right now, you're up. Nothing can stop you. You're all the way up. 888-808-1019. So, I mean, I know I can talk about the Mets till I'm blue in the face. I remember saying in the beginning of the year, hey, it's a long season. It's a marathon. You still got to believe. You still got to believe that they're going to come out of it. Even in spring training, when guys like Edwin Diaz were saying, no, I think we have a good team. And fans laughed at him. You don't know. You can't predict baseball. None of us know. That's why we watch. And that's why every day we have shows. And every night we have shows. And we call and we talk. And our takes expire. Are you still trying to trade Pete Alonso? Maybe you are. But why? Are you still trying to get rid of Jeff McNeil after the week he's had coming back? Why? They have a perfect opportunity to add pitchers to this bullpen. Maybe they even get greedy with Christian Scott going down and they go out a starter. You're watching Luis Severino pitch tonight. Kodai Senga's coming back. I was in the game in Yankee Stadium sitting in the bleachers looking at Starling Marte warm up. Help is on the way. The vibes are right. The clubhouse is right. They have chemistry, they have leadership, and they have the pieces to contend in this National League where we'll see what they do against the Braves. But here's the real test. I was telling you last night, okay, turn the page. You swept the Yankees. The Yankees are one of the worst teams in baseball. Now, exercise your demons against Atlanta. Now, get your payback for 2022 because they're reeling. Ozzie Albies is hurt. Ronald Acuna Jr., Michael Harris, Max Fried, Spencer Strider. Now you got them where you want them. They're in your building. Sweep them. Take 3 out of 4. Send a message. And the wild card standings will be looking a little bit different. 888-808-1019. And again, for the Yankee universe, it is bad. Some of the things I've read and seen, the takes, it's just like, listen, this team has Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. And I know the running joke all week was, yeah, they only have 2 good hitters as Sevy pitches tonight. He was right. But this lineup's not going to look the same in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Help is on the way as well. They have guys on the mend. And if I'm Brian Cashman, I can't sleep at night. If I'm Hal Steinbrenner, if I'm Randy Levine, if I'm Lon Trost, I can't sleep at night thinking about getting swept by the Mets, being the best team in baseball and going to being the worst team in baseball in a blink of an eye. I'm looking for solutions. I'm thinking, how do we fix this? My guy Matt with the stats from MLB Network sent me a text last night as I'm driving away from Yankee Stadium, and I'm just out of it. He says the Yankees began the year 50-22 in the first 72 games. They're 10-22 in the last 32 games. Please destroy them on air tonight. And I didn't even have it in me. I said, you know, we'll get to that. They're already destroyed. But sometimes you have to destroy before you can elevate. Destroy whatever you thought was the best team in baseball, whatever you thought was the chemistry, the formula early in the year. It ain't there anymore. Enough of can they get back to what they were in April and May? No. They have to reinvent. They have to get greedy here at this deadline. But as a fan who wants to see them continue to have success in the future and bring up young talent and have a sustainable payroll, I just don't know how Brian Cashman is able to hug prospects at this deadline, but also go all in being hell-bent on being a champion. 888-808-1019. That's what we're going to pretty much talk about with the Yankees and the Mets. We're going to watch the game. I'll give you a little ride-along update. Right now, it's the top of the first. Runner on first. Runner on third. One out. Matt Olson at the plate. 1-0 count. Obviously, Sevy on the mound. But since the Mets are playing, and we'll be able to react more to that game later on tonight, I'm opening up the floor for the Yankee fans to call and say, hey, I want Jazz Chisholm. I want Jonathan India. I want Tanner Scott. I want Isak Paredes. I want Ryan McMahon. Like, all of these names we've been saying, and we'll talk through it. And we'll Google what the latest rumors are, and it's just rumor. There's a lot of smoke screens going around, right? Jameson Taillon rumored to be coming back to the Yankees. Now the Orioles are in on him. Chad Green reuniting with the Yankees. Really? I know I said I'm good on that. I know I said I don't want any guys that were here through the other failed runs. Get new blood, new energy. Shake up that clubhouse. I don't care about Jazz Chisholm's personality in the clubhouse. What are we talking about? Maybe we need some more personality in the clubhouse. 888-808-1019. And on the football side, watching Hard Knocks, I love Hard Knocks. I've literally watched every single Hard Knocks. I even watched, like, I watched the Arizona Cardinals in-season Hard Knocks. I watched the Dolphins in-season Hard Knocks. They're getting creative with Hard Knocks. You are currently watching the best version of Hard Knocks ever, and it's great if that is your favorite team because you're getting an insight that we all wish we could get. Unfortunately, I root for Jerry Jones' ball club, and I really don't want to get into that, but I can't ever avoid it. Once I put that out, Cowboys fans are going to call. And if you heard anything that Jerry Jones had to say today, we just, let's just not go down that rabbit hole. But the Giants GM spoke about Hard Knocks, and I mean, you got a firsthand look. They were actively trying to get a quarterback. And man, I think about those nights where I was on during the football season, and then Big Mac was coming on, and Chris is a Giants fan, and I'm just a general football fan, and I'm saying, tank, 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 tank. Oh, no, there is no tanking. Well, the teams that you beat and not tanking, they went and got Jaden Daniels. They went and got Drake May. And you had them, you know, I look at it like this. Daniel Jones, I'm proud of Daniel Jones because when he got hurt last year, I applied Kyler Murray's rehab and time coming back to him and said, no, it's going to take 10 months. He's not going to be ready. It took him 8 months. He hit the gym. And I guess the muscle that he put on, I guess the mind over matter, he actually healed up in 8 months, cleared for contact, cleared to take first team reps as camp opened. I applaud Daniel Jones because Daniel Jones was picked 6th overall and viral videos went out on the internet, people freaking out. And then he was tasked with being a Eli Manning clone. Oh yeah, just be the guy that won 2 Super Bowls for the franchise. And then he had different head coaches and coordinators and different schemes. Then he had every kind of different injury. And he had to overcome and overcome and overcome. And when these guys came in, Shane and Dable, they didn't love him. They brought Tyrod Taylor in thinking Tyrod Taylor could beat him out. The story always sticks with me that they told the defense to play when Daniel Jones was on offense so that they could see how he responded to adversity and Tyrod doing better than him. And he overcame it. And he had the best season of his career. And he took the Giants to the playoffs and won a road playoff game. And he got the bag. Well, you know what? I think every Giants fan needs to be doing that Daniel Jones chant this year because you are literally depending on this $40 million quarterback to distribute the ball to these SEC wide receivers and win you some games and make you feel like you have a future right now. But I know there's a lot of you that want to move on from him. And you saw in Hard Knocks, I love how they went back years to all the drafted quarterbacks. I love how fans were saying, where's Mike Kafka been? Here he is. He emerges. When we're talking about the quarterbacks, the offensive coordinator's got to be in on that conversation. Hard Knocks has been phenomenal. It's been great for the Giants fans. I will hit you guys with little things from that show and from Joe Shane and his comments, and I'm just going to keep building up Daniel Jones. I hope the kid stays healthy because this is his biggest challenge to overcome yet. 888-808-1019. And last but not least, Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It just goes on and on, my friends. Some Jets fans started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they will keep on singing it forever just because. I feel like the same clips, like Aaron Rodgers, man, he can spin a helmet, he can spin a football, he can do all the little pretty things that you want to take a quick video and put on social media. He's just that guy. The way he throws the ball, the way he just looks in practice, some of the throws he makes in practice, it's the same exact thing as last year. Remember Hard Knocks opened up with him throwing all these passes and Rob Saleh like, got a quarterback. It's deja vu. We're right back to that from last year. Keep him healthy. Keep him upright. We're going to talk about the Jets and the Jets opening up practice. And I forgot they had Tyreek Cohen. We're going to talk about Sauce Gardner and Breece Hall. We're going to talk about that Jets defense. We're going to talk about what the Jets have to do this year to not win the Super Bowl. The goal has to be to end the longest playoff drought. That's my open. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Again, if this is your first time hearing me, stay tuned. This is a 5-hour sports talk show. If this is not your first time and you enjoy my show, call The Fan. Let's talk sports. We got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get right to the phones. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this. Live from the greatest city in the world, KM to AM on the Fan. For all the fans, fair weather fans, bandwagon fans, old fans, new fans, Mets fans, Yankee fans, Jets fans, Giants fans, Knicks fans, Nets fans, Rangers, Islanders, Devils fans, I don't know, NYCFC, Red Bulls, New York Liberty. I'm sure I forgot someone. Gotham. I'm sure I forgot. Nick's like, who do I forget, Nick?
I forgot, honestly, but I know you're leaving somebody out.
I'm leaving somebody out. They're going to be like, hey, this guy did not mention the New York lacrosse team.
Oh, the Riptide. Isn't that one of them?
The Riptide. It's New York, baby. This is what we do. This is the Fan. This is the greatest sports talk station in the world. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. I am humbled to be here. I'm blessed and thankful to be here. That's not the first time you've ever heard me say that. And before we get to the calls, a lot has been made about myself and my character online that just doesn't sit right with me. I have people in my family, friends checking on me, and it's just awkward. It's weird. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Man, I want this to be a lesson for young guys. I want this to be a lesson for everybody, bro. Like, nobody's perfect, and I owe somebody an apology right now. Like, late, I think Tuesday night, it was like 1:45 a.m. You might have been listening, you might not have. And I'm probably 1 foot out the door, half asleep, doing these late shows till 2 a.m., watching the game, talking to fans. And, you know, I've taken 100 calls, more than 100 calls in almost 3 years of doing this job. And you know what? I broke character. There's a guy named Chippy in Queens who never called my show before, and he may never call again. And if he's listening, I would love for him to call in, because I owe you an apology. I absolutely owe you an apology. Because usually when I'm on the Fan, I try to be respectful. I try to give people time. I try to listen. But like I said, I'm not perfect, and it was late at night, and I think I had my guard up, and I was just combative. And I forget exactly how things went down, but, you know, I made a return serve in bad form. I mocked his accent, and I couldn't quite understand him, and I should have just left it at, you know, whatever it was. Like, I went low because I had my guard up, and that's not me. It's not my character, bro. Like, everyone is welcome here, all of us. I don't care where you're from. We're all strangers. I don't know what you guys look like. Some of you don't know what I look like, you know? Everyone is welcome to listen to this radio station. It's free, floating over the airwaves of New York and beyond on the free Odyssey app. And what I love is getting different callers from different areas. I learn about different towns. I learn how to pronounce different towns that I never heard of. I have young fans and older fans. And for the young fans especially, let this be an example. Learn, you know? I'm learning and I'm evolving. Learn from mistakes and be humble. And be a man and learn to apologize and say you're sorry, you know, and say, like, you know, that night I think I doubled down just because I was 1 foot out the door and I really don't even remember, you know. It just happened so fast, but I'm accountable and I've done this enough. And I think there's enough out there about who I am and about my character that, like, one false moment, you know, one moment that wasn't my finest hour is not indicative of who I am. 888 808-1019. So, like, I had to get that off my chest. I'm just, like, blown away by how things can snowball, blown away by how people can helicopter in and make, a mountain out of a molehill. But I don't want to reduce the situation. I don't want to make it about me. Like I said, Chippy and Queens, I owe you an apology. That was not right. I'm fair to everybody. I'm respectful to everybody. And that will not happen again. So let's get to the phones. I hope you guys forgive me and listen to my show and call and all of that. Because it's like, it's unnecessary to attack. I get attacked a lot, you know, but I have to be the bigger person all the time. And like, I'm learning. 888-808-1019. Let's see who's on the phone. Steve is in Manhattan. What's up, Steve? You're on the Fan.
Yes, and it is wonderful to hear that you are being as accountable and responsible for the mistake you made. And I always used to say when I was working Monday through Friday that nobody made more mistakes than I did in the 34, 35 years that I was at the station. And the bottom line is, what the final outcome will be is how sincere your apology has been with that one particular caller. When I heard and saw you in the Mets parking lot back on June 25th, and you were yelling out and chanting "Mets suck" in their parking lot and elsewhere. And the stands is one thing as a fan if you're in with the creature bleachers and so forth and so on. But to me, I can't tell you how many Metropolitan fans I heard from, and they were very angry and very, very upset. And they wanted me to boycott and not go on your program, and if I was, to hang up on you. But I think you can also understand, as you kind of pointed out with the caller that you had the mistake with, and yes, I think whether or not you are sincere, and you sounded sincere, and what was very good to hear was how responsible and how accountable you were for your mistake. There are way too many people in radio and TV who make the mistake and then point the finger at somebody else. There's cause and effect. I understand all of that. But I want you to apologize to me, not necessarily just me, but to Metropolitan fans for what you did. And you have to remember, and I think you do remember, with a great deal of humility, and you have built up equity. I think you are a guy of character, and nothing wrong with being a diehard Yankee fan. That's wonderful. You're passionate, you're knowledgeable, you care about them, and that's all well and good. But also, part of your audience happens to root for the New York Metropolitans, now in the second inning against the Atlanta Braves, and Severino getting out of a first and third with one out situation in the top of the first inning with two strikeouts. Bottom line is, I'd like you to apologize and remember that, and I didn't want to hang up on you. I didn't want to boycott you. I think inherently you have a heart, and I think inherently you have the character, and I think inherently you're a good person, and you're even a better person with apologies when you feel that you have made a mistake. And we all have made mistakes, and you sounded sincere in your apology to me. And again, with the equity that you have built up, I think you will be, and I hope you will be forgiven. But I want to hear you apologize to Mets fans for basically insulting them. I wouldn't certainly go into Yankee Stadium's parking lot and start a chant that the Yankees suck. Not when you are a sports talk show host on the number one station in New York, and as you alluded to, the number one station in the country. So I think you want to realize, and do realize, that even though you may hate the Mets, even though you just disdain them, that they are still a part of your audience in New York City. And as divided as the country may be politically, certainly New York City is divided with their baseball allegiances. So go ahead and offer the apology so I don't have to hang up and I don't have to boycott your program.
Yes, sir. As we spoke about before, I said that was wildly disrespectful and something that cameras caught. And once things hit the internet, they take on a whole nother life. And
yeah.
I apologize. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. And when I spoke to you, I told you how much respect I have for you. And when you got wind of that and you brought it to my, you know, attention and phrased it the way you did. And I kind of just chuckled there thinking about you showing up to Yankee Stadium and being on a video doing that. It would never happen. And that's what I talk about growing up, evolving. You know, I can be a disruptor. I can be an agitator. But you know, representing this radio station, there's some things that you just got to move away from. You just got to be careful of. And I apologize completely to you, to Mets fans, to people that took that as disrespect, because it was outside their building in the parking lot. It was out of line. It snowballed into something. And I know I was featured in the middle of the video and it'll never be erased. But I know there are a lot of Mets fans that do enjoy my show. A lot of Mets fans that I met in the building that night that went out of their way to shake my hand or take a picture with me. And I don't want that to be something that is stamped on my forehead with the Mets fans that listen, that this guy hates the Mets. This guy chants Mets fans suck in our building. This guy completely disrespects a team that we love, because I understand loving the New York Yankees, and I'm starting to understand the converse with how many people love the New York Mets.
Well, I think you have earned that much more respect now, basically for what you said regarding the caller that I heard you speak of before having me on. And I think there's some respect, even more respect that goes your way for the apology. Because, listen, I think it takes some degree of courage. I think it takes some degree of guts, and I think it takes some degree of character, and I think you have checked all those boxes by apologizing and realizing, you know, where you are and what you represent, and you're in the number one radio station in the number one city in the world, where the most knowledgeable and the most passionate people live, and regarding their sports teams, regarding just about everything. There is a special energy, as you know, about New York City that is unmatched and unrivaled anywhere else. So the bottom line is, I think you have earned that much more respect from your audience, you know, by what you have said, you know, regarding the previous incident and regarding this. So I know how unhappy and how maybe angry and unhappy and disappointed and frustrated with the 4-game sweep of the Metropolitans over the Yankees. They are both arguably going to be making the playoffs. And it really is all about October. It's very easy for you and for me and for all of us as fans, whether we're in front of the microphone or not, you know, to overreact, whether it's a game, whether it's a series, whether it's a week. It really is for the Mets and for the New York Yankees all about what they do in October. And I know how frustrated you are that you can only get two guys to consistently hit, and maybe Cashman will do something. I don't know if he's going to do anything. What's the situation with your outfield? I know you'd like to get bullpen help, and I certainly would like to see the Metropolitans get some bullpen help. That's for sure. Their offense has come alive, and it's about time. However, what do you want to see for your Yankees because you have Soto and Judge, and that's about it. And you can pitch around them, you can walk them, and for the most part, I mean, the Yankees don't just produce, they don't hit, and if guys get on, they're leaving runners in scoring position. You know all of this, so for me to go over it is kind of redundant, but what do you think the Yankees ought to do, number one?
They need bats. They need hitters. Every year, it's the same thing. They can't hit in the postseason. I think they'll figure out the pitching. They'll add a couple pieces to the bullpen, maybe a starter. But every October, it's like, these guys can't hit. They're striking out. They can't score enough runs. And that's what we're seeing right now. It's not October. We've been seeing that in June and July. I'm not married to Alex Verdugo in left field. He's a guy that won't be here after last year. He started off hot, but he's faded off. I'm also not locked into guys like DJ LeMahieu because of a contract, or Gleyber Torres because this is his last year. I think at this trade deadline, Cashman has to go out there and look for bats at every and any position to upgrade this team and see what he has to give to get them without potentially giving up his top two prospects.
Yeah. And, all right, well, listen, we'll see what Cashman does. He should do something, that's for sure. And so should the Metropolitans also. Let me get back to watching the Mets. They're playing the Braves again. No score. So let me get back to that. And I'm glad, number one, that you had me on. And number two, I think that certainly your value to the radio station, to the New York sports fan, is even better than it was, say, 24 hours ago. So I think you're even on your way that much more to being more successful and more respected. And because you have shown such respect with your apologies, and because you have been so honest, so accountable, and so responsible, I think your audience is beginning right now to forgive anything that they had feeling bad about you. So much continued success with everything. And again, I can't thank you for having me on.
Steve, I appreciate you. You know that. Your guidance, your graciousness, your wisdom, you joining me all these different times on the Fan. Before you go, how did you describe watching that four-game sweep of the Yankees specifically last night to me on the phone earlier? What was the phrase? How did you word it?
Well, it was like a visual orgasm.
It was quite the opposite, I said. So,
yeah. No, I mean, it was, you know, it was surprising and it was wonderful. And I mean, it just makes getting to sleep easier. You can't wait to get up in the morning and start talking about what you saw the night before. I mean, obviously, it was just great. And you got a concern with Cole. He doesn't give up a lot of home runs to everybody else, but he would. Would he give up 7, 8 home runs to the Mets? So it was, and winning the way they won last night, I mean, it was incredible. And the Mets can hit. They certainly have some talent. And listen, never mind about the wild card. You know, let's see how they do against the Braves. They are in position, you know, to have a strong, let's hope, a strong 2 months remaining in the regular season and could win the division.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's Steve Summers, the schmooze on the Fan, from his mouth to your ears, me here, him here, you there. We got to take another break, Steve. I thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Keith. Be well.
888-808-1019. After this break, we'll get back to your calls. Again, this is Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. Couple of them. There's just some. No, I'm just, I mean, why can't we be friends? We got swept. They cleaned us up in our own ballpark. I was disgusted, okay? We're all in this together. At the end of the day, we share this radio station, we share this city, and I don't know what team a lot of people rep when I'm on the train or when I'm walking past you on the street or anywhere with you. And I'm not going anywhere. And I'll see you at the ballpark. I'll see you outside the ballpark. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are familiar with me, and I'm not familiar with you. And I'm like, well, damn. I guess I struck a nerve. And I'm man enough to stand 10 toes down, stand on business, and be who I am. Especially when people are dragging my family name and people who know who I am. 888-808-1019. Let's see. It's 1-0 Braves. But the Mets just got the last out in the top of the third, going to the bottom of the third, looking for another hit. One hit on the board for the Mets, 5 on the board for the Yankees. Now, speaking of hits, what do we do with this Yankees lineup? This lineup has to be revamped. This lineup has to have protection for these two guys. We need a leadoff hitter. We need a cleanup hitter. And don't play around with me with Jamai Jones and JD Davis. Don't you ever play around like that. Gary's in Waterbury. Gary, you're first up on the Fan.
Cavalier, I thought I was going to get lead off tonight, and I sent a text, but, yo, my man Big Steve, yo, he called you out, and you respect it, but, yo, it's G Makes representing Watertown, Connecticut. Shouts to my brothers, Dylan and Doug, avid listeners, who Philly, Cashman Stocks, and you know what your quote is? Stay down till you come up. Yo, that's your quote. And you know what? The Mets ain't won nothing yet. They're not even going to win their division. So they shouldn't be talking all this smack either when they're not even going to win their division.
Hey, they can talk right now. We can't talk.
I know.
We got to zip it, bro. We got to zip it. We're the worst team in the league. We just got to embarrass.
No, but they don't have no chance to win their division. At least we're closer in the division.
The math is not mathing. You can't say that. They are they are 10.5 games back from the division. They are a game and a half back from the Braves. We don't know. We've seen crazier things happen.
My man. And I want Judge batting 1 and Soto 2. Okay. We got a Matt. Yo, that, I think somebody called and said that last night.
But
then then you can't automatically walk Judge.
No,
which
but listen,
everyone's going to want to do that.
Gary, he's the guy that hits the most home runs, so you want him hitting only solo shots?
That's all right. Then take a 1-0 lead to alleviate the
pitchers. Yeah, at least he'll get pitched to. At least he'll have an opportunity to hit a solo shot. I don't know. I can't bat Judge leadoff. I want a prototypical leadoff hitter. I want somebody with speed that can get on, steal bases. I want someone that's got a high OPS. You know what I'm saying? Judge, if anything, he's been batting third after we've seen him go MVP batting second.
I don't know.
If anything, I'm batting cleanup. Put somebody else up there. Soto up there. I'd put Soto to lead off and put somebody else
in there. Judge, because they're going to walk him. If he's behind Soto, if he's anywhere behind Soto, they're just going to walk him.
So that's what I'm saying, Gary.
Everyone else is junk.
The solution is not on this team currently to lead off. The solution is not on this team currently to split Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. I don't think you should split them either. The solution is not there for cleanup. They have to go and get these guys.
We're getting overworked, though, because the season starts in October. You're only going to be judged by what you do at the end. You know what I mean?
You gotta create the right habits to get there. It's approaching faster than we think. This month is almost over. Next thing you know, it's the dog days of August, and you better be in shape come September.
It's still gonna make it though. Be hot at the end.
They're gonna make it like this? What's the point in making it like this? They have to add, they have to find solutions, they have to change and revamp this lineup. Gary, you're the man. I appreciate you, bro.
I won't apologize for hating the Mets at any point.
Well, I had to apologize.
I would not.
You're not. See, that's the difference.
That goes with the territory. You hate me. That goes with the territory. I don't apologize. You know, Mets and, you know, I won't apologize for hating them. And they'll do the same back, this is what makes the station work.
Thanks for the call, Gary. 888-808-1019. We got to take another break because we're at the top of the hour here. So here comes the update, and we'll play some sounds and some ads and some things in between. But when we come back, more of your calls, we're going to keep rolling through them. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You brought it to my, you know, attention and phrased it the way you did, and I kind of just chuckled there thinking about you showing up to Yankee Stadium and being on a video doing that. It would never happen. And that's what I talk about growing up, evolving. You know, I can be a disruptor, I can be an agitator, but, you know, representing this radio station, there's some things that you just got to move away from. You just got to be careful of. And I apologize completely to you, to Mets fans, to people that took that as disrespect, because it was outside their building in the parking lot. It was out of line. It snowballed into something. And I know I was featured in the middle of the video, and it'll never be erased. But I know there are a lot of Mets fans that do enjoy my show. A lot of Mets fans that I met in the building that night that went out of their way to shake my hand or take a picture with me. And I don't want that to be something that is stamped on my forehead with the Mets fans that listen, that this guy hates the Mets. This guy chants Mets fans suck in our building. This guy completely disrespects a team that we love, because I understand loving the New York Yankees, and I'm starting to understand the converse with how many people love the New York Mets.
Well, I think you have earned that much more respect now. But basically, for what you said regarding the caller that I heard you speak of before having me on, and I think there's some respect, even more respect that goes your way for the apology. Because, listen, I think it takes some degree of courage. I think it takes some degree of guts, and I think it takes some degree of character, and I think you have checked all those boxes by apologizing and realizing, you know, where you are and what you represent, and you're in the number one radio station in the number one city in the world, where the most knowledgeable and the most passionate people live, and regarding their sports teams, regarding just about everything. There is a special energy, as you know, about New York City that is unmatched and unrivaled anywhere else. So the bottom line is, I think you have earned that much more respect from your audience, you know, by what you have said, you know, regarding the previous incident and regarding this. So I know how unhappy and how maybe angry and unhappy and disappointed and frustrated with the 4-game sweep of the Metropolitans over the Yankees. They are both arguably going to be making the playoffs, and it really is all about October. It's very easy for you and for me and for all of us as fans, whether we're in front of the microphone or not, you know, to overreact, whether it's a game, whether it's a series, whether it's a week. It really is, for the Mets and for the New York Yankees, all about what they do in October. And I know how frustrated you are that you can only get two guys to consistently hit, and maybe Cashman will do something. I don't know if he's going to do anything. What's the situation with your outfield? I know you'd like to get bullpen help, and I certainly would like to see the Metropolitans get some bullpen help. That's for sure. Their offense has come alive, and it's about time. However, what do you want to see for your Yankees? Because you have Soto and Judge, and that's about it. And you can pitch around them. You can walk them, and for the most part, I mean, the Yankees don't just produce. They don't hit, and if guys get on, they're leaving runners in scoring position. You know all of this, so for me to go over it is kind of redundant. But what do you think the Yankees ought to do, number one?
They need bats. They need hitters. Every year, it's the same thing. They can't hit in the postseason. I think they'll figure out the pitching. They'll add a couple pieces to the bullpen, maybe a starter. But every October, it's like, these guys can't hit. They're striking out. They can't score enough runs. And that's what we're seeing right now. It's not October. We've been seeing that in June and July. I'm not married to Alex Verdugo in left field. He's a guy that won't be here after last year. He started off hot, but he's faded off. I'm also not locked into guys like DJ LeMahieu because of a contract, or Gleyber Torres because this is his last year. I think at this trade deadline, Cashman has to go out there and look for bats at every and any position to upgrade this team and see what he has to give to get them without potentially giving up his top two prospects.
Yeah. And, all right, well, listen, we'll see what Cashman does. He should do something, that's for sure. And so should the Metropolitans also. Let me get back to watching the Mets. They're playing the Braves again. No score. So let me get back to that. And I'm glad, number one, that you had me on. And number two, I think that certainly your value to the radio station, to the New York sports fan, is even better than it was, say, 24 hours ago. So I think you're even on your way that much more to being more successful and more respected. And because you have shown such respect with your apologies, and because you have been so honest, so accountable, and so responsible, I think your audience is beginning right now to forgive anything that they had feeling bad about you. So much continued success with everything. And again, I can't thank you for having me on.
Steve, I appreciate you. You know that. Your guidance, your graciousness, your wisdom, you joining me all these different times on the Fan. Before you go, how did you describe watching that four-game sweep of the Yankees specifically last night to me on the phone earlier? What was the phrase? How did you word it?
Well, it was like a visual orgasm.
It was quite the opposite, I said. So,
yeah. No, I mean, it was, you know, it was surprising and it was wonderful. And I mean, it just makes getting to sleep easier. You can't wait to get up in the morning and start talking about what you saw the night before. I mean, obviously, it was just great. And you got a concern with Cole. He doesn't give up a lot of home runs to everybody else, but he would. Would he give up 7, 8 home runs to the Mets? So it was, and winning the way they won last night. I mean, it was incredible. And the Mets can hit. They certainly have some talent. And listen, never mind about the wild card. You know, let's see how they do against the Braves. They are in position. You know, they have a strong 2 months remaining in the regular season and could win the division.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's Steve Summers, the schmooze on the Fan, from his mouth to your ears, me here, him here, you there. We got to take another break, Steve. I thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Keith. Be well.
888-808-1019. After this break, we'll get back to your calls. Again, this is Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. A couple of them. There's just some. No, I'm just, I mean, why can't we be friends? We got swept. They cleaned us up in our own ballpark. I was disgusted, okay? We're all in this together. At the end of the day, we share this radio station, we share this city, and I don't know what team a lot of people rep when I'm on the train or when I'm walking past you on the street or anywhere with you. And I'm not going anywhere. And I'll see you at the ballpark. I'll see you outside the ballpark. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are familiar with me and I'm not familiar with you. And I'm like, well, damn. I guess I struck a nerve. And I'm man enough to stand 10 toes down, stand on business, and be who I am. Especially when people are dragging my family name and people who know who I am. 888-808-1019. Let's see. It's 1-0 Braves, but the Mets just got the last out in the top of the third. Going to the bottom of the third, looking for another hit. One hit on the board for the Mets, 5 on the board for the Yankees. Now, speaking of hits, what do we do with this Yankees lineup? This lineup has to be revamped. This lineup has to have protection for these two guys. We need a leadoff hitter. We need a cleanup hitter. And don't play around with me with Jahmy Jones and J.D. Davis. Don't you ever play around like that. Gary's in Waterbury. Gary, you're first up on the Fan.
Cavalier, I thought I was going to get leadoff tonight, and I sent a text, but, you know, my man Big Steve, you know, he called you out, and you respect it, but, yo, it's G Makes representing Watertown, Connecticut. Shouts to my brothers, Dylan and Doug, avid listeners, who Philly, Cashman Stocks, and you know what? Your quote is, stay down till you come up. Yo, that's your quote. And you know what? The Mets ain't won nothing yet. They're not even going to win their division. So they shouldn't be talking all the smack either when they're not even going to win their division.
Hey, they can talk right now. We can't talk.
I know.
We got to zip it, bro. We're the worst team in the league. We just got embarrassed.
No, but they don't have no chance to win their division. At least we're closer in the division.
That math is not mathing. You can't say that. They are 10.5 games back from the division. They are a game and a half back from the Braves. We don't know. We've seen crazier things happen.
My man. And I want Judge batting 1 and Soto 2. Okay. We got a Matt. Yo, that, I think somebody called and said that last night.
But
then you can't you can't automatically walk Judge.
No,
which
but listen,
everyone's going to want to do that.
Gary, he's the guy that hits the most home runs, so you want him hitting only solo shots?
That's all right. Then take a 1-0 lead to alleviate the
pitchers. At least he'll get pitched to. At least he'll have an opportunity to hit a solo
exactly.
shot. I don't know. I can't bat Judge leadoff. I want a prototypical leadoff hitter. I want somebody with speed that can get on, steal bases. I want someone that's got a high OPS. You know what I'm saying? Judge, if anything, he's been batting third after we've seen him go MVP batting second.
I don't know.
If anything, I'm batting cleanup. Put somebody else up there. Soto up there. I'd put Soto to lead off and put somebody else
in there. Judge, because they're going to walk him. If he's behind Soto, if he's anywhere behind Soto, they're just going to walk him.
So that's what I'm saying, Gary.
Everyone else is junk.
The solution is not on this team currently to lead off. The solution is not on this team currently to split Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. I don't think you should split them either. The solution is not there for cleanup. They have to go and get these guys.
We're getting overworked, though, because the season starts in October. You're only going to be judged by what you do at the end. You know what I mean?
You got to create the right habits to get there. It's approaching faster than we think. This month is almost over. Next thing you know, it's the dog days of August, and you better be in shape come September.
It's still going to make it, though. Be hot at the end.
They're going to make it like this? What's the point in making it like this? They have to add. They have to find solutions. They have to change and revamp this lineup. Gary, you're the man. I appreciate you, bro.
I won't apologize for hating the Mets at any point.
Well, I had to apologize.
I would not.
You're not. See, that's the difference.
That goes with the territory. You hate me. That goes with the territory. I don't apologize. You know, Mets and, you know, I won't apologize for hating them. And they'll do the same back, this is what makes the station work.
Thanks for the call, Gary. 888-808-1019. We got to take another break because we're at the top of the hour here. So here comes the update, and we'll play some sounds and some ads and some things in between. But when we come back, more of your calls. We're going to keep rolling through them. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Responsible, I think your audience is beginning right now to forgive anything that they had feeling bad about you. So much continued success with everything. And again, I can't thank you for having me on.
Steve, I appreciate you. You know that. Your guidance, your graciousness, your wisdom, you joining me all these different times on The Fan. Before you go, how did you describe watching that 4-game sweep of the Yankees specifically last night to me on the phone earlier? What was the phrase? How did you word it?
Well, it was like a visual orgasm.
It was quite the opposite, I said. So,
yeah. No, I mean, it was, you know, it was surprising and it was wonderful. And I mean, it just makes getting to sleep easier. You can't wait to get up in the morning and start talking about what you saw the night before. I mean, obviously, it was just great. And you got a concern with Cole. He doesn't give up a lot of home runs to everybody else, but he would. Would he give up 7-8 home runs to the Mets? So it was, yeah. And winning the way they won last night, I mean, it was incredible. And the Mets can hit. They certainly have some talent. And listen, never mind about the wild card. You know, let's see how they do against the Braves. They are in position, you know, to have a strong, let's hope, a strong 2 months remaining in the regular season and could win the division.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's Steve Summers, the schmooze on The Fan, from his mouth to your ears, me here, him here, you there. We got to take another break. Steve, I thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Keith. Be well.
888-808-1019. After this break, we'll get back to your calls. Again, this is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. A couple of them. There's just some. No, I'm just, I mean, why can't we be friends? We got swept. They cleaned us up in our own ballpark. I was disgusted, okay? We're all in this together. At the end of the day, we share this radio station, we share this city, and I don't know what team a lot of people rep when I'm on the train or when I'm walking past you on the street or anywhere with you. And I'm not going anywhere. And I'll see you at the ballpark. I'll see you outside the ballpark. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are familiar with me and I'm not familiar with you. And I'm like, well, damn. I guess I struck a nerve. And I'm man enough to stand 10 toes down, stand on business, and be who I am. Especially when people are dragging my family name and people who know who I am. 888-808-1019. Let's see. It's 1-0 Braves, but the Mets just got the last out in the top of the third, going to the bottom of the third, looking for another hit. One hit on the board for the Mets, 5 on the board for the Yankees. Now, speaking of hits, what do we do with this Yankees lineup? This lineup has to be revamped. This lineup has to have protection for these two guys. We need a leadoff hitter. We need a cleanup hitter. And don't play around with me with Jamai Jones and J.D. Davis. Don't you ever play around like that. Gary's in Waterbury. Gary, you're first up on The Fan.
Cavalier, I thought I was going to get lead off tonight, and I sent a text, but, you know, my man Big Steve, you know, he called you out, and you respect it, but, yo, it's G Makes representing Watertown, Connecticut. Shouts to my brothers, Dylan and Doug. Avid listeners, who Philly, Cashman Stocks, and you know what? Your quote is, stay down till you come up. Yo, that's your quote. And you know what? The Mets ain't won nothing yet. They're not even going to win their division. So they shouldn't be talking all the smack either. They shouldn't be talking all the smack either when they're not even going to win their division.
Hey, they can talk right now. We can't talk.
I know.
We got to zip it, bro. We got to zip it. We're the worst team in the league. But
they don't have no chance to win their division. At least we're closer in the division.
The math, that math is not mathing. You can't say that. They are 10.5 games back from the division. They are a game and a half back from the Braves. We don't know. We've seen crazier things happen.
My man. And I want Judge batting one and Soto two. Okay. We got him, Matt. Yo, that,
I think somebody called and said that last night. But
then
why?
Then you can't automatically walk Judge.
No,
which
but listen,
everyone's going to want to do that.
Gary, he's the guy that hits the most home runs, so you want him hitting only solo shots?
That's all right. Then take a 1-0 lead to alleviate the
pitcher. Yeah, at least he'll get pitched to. At least he'll have an opportunity to hit a solo shot.
Exactly.
I don't know. I can't bat Judge leadoff. I want a prototypical leadoff hitter. I want somebody with speed that can get on, steal bases. I want someone that's got a high OPS. You know what I'm saying? Judge, if anything, he's been batting third after we've seen him go MVP batting second.
I don't know.
If anything, I'm batting cleanup. Put somebody else up there. Soto up there. I'd put Soto to lead off and put somebody else
in
there.
Judge, because they're going to walk him. If he's behind Soto, if he's anywhere behind Soto, they're just going to walk him.
So that's what I'm saying, Gary.
Everyone else is junk.
The solution is not on this team currently to lead off. The solution is not on this team currently to split Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. I don't think you should split them either. The solution is not there for cleanup. They have to go and get these guys.
We're getting overworked, though, because the season starts in October. And you're only going to be judged by what you do at the end. You know what I mean?
You got to create the right habits to get there. It's approaching faster than we think. This month is almost over. Next thing you know, it's the dog days of August, and you better be in shape come September.
They're still going to make it, though. Be hot at the end.
They're going to make it like this? What's the point in making it like this? They have to add. They have to find solutions. They have to change and revamp this lineup. Gary, you're the man. I appreciate you, bro.
I won't apologize for hating the Mets at any point.
Well, I had to apologize.
I would not.
You're not. See, that's the difference.
That goes with the territory. You hate me. That goes with the territory. I don't apologize. You know, Mets and, you know. I won't apologize for hating them, and they'll do the same back, which is what makes the station work.
Thanks for the call, Gary. 888-808-1019. We got to take another break because we're at the top of the hour here. So here comes the update, and we'll play some sounds and some ads and some things in between. But when we come back, more of your calls, we're going to keep rolling through them. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.